This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.
And David Morgan with you with the weekly update for the week ending March 2nd, 2018. Well, one of the main themes we've done at the Morgan Report is talk about the currency wars. Mm-hmm. And in fact, Jim Rickards wrote a book about it. Right now, I'm up on Tyler Durden's site, the Zero Hedge, which is one of the most popular sites for anyone in this group, meaning anyone that's looking at alternative investments and the truth in the financial markets. Iran bans use of U.S. dollars in trade. This is interesting. I'm not going to read the article. I will comment, however, that what we've known for some time is the only entities that are not using the Anglo-American Empire banking system are North Korea, big enemy, Iran, big enemy, and Cuba. Not so big enemy. Interesting thought, isn't it? I'll move on to the next article here. Next article up is from dollarcollapse.com. John Rubino, truly a great guy. He's helped me with getting the couple of books done that I've done as far as some information. Anyway, I know him and he's great, and you might consider looking at his website, dollarcollapse.com. This article talks about household debt sees quiet boom across the globe. Here's the key paragraph. In some corners of the globe, including Switzerland, Australia, Norway, and Canada, large and rising household debt is percolating as an economic problem. Each of those four nations has more household debt, including mortgages, credit cards, and car loans, today than the United States did during the height of the last decade's housing bubble. Things have not really gotten better since the 2008 financial crisis. I know I harp on that, but here's proof. Thought I'd show something slightly different this week. This is from CNBC. The world's largest ad agency just had $2.6 billion wiped off its market cap. Advertising agency WPP has seen its market cap fall by that amount. After reporting flat results on Thursday, they attribute it to a lot of factors, Facebook, Google, and competitors like Amazon. What I want to focus on here is that most people don't know that the two largest industries in the United States are advertising and drugs. That's unofficial, but it's true. So this, to me, is a little more reading between the lines, which means that the retail sector has been decimated over the last few years. Just look at the amount of stores that have been closed down. Even stalwarts like Sears, Macy's, some of these big stalwarts have closed certain stores. They're consolidating. And this is the real economy. Now, I'm not saying that the measures that are taken by the Congress critters in the United States aren't going to help re-stimulate the economy, but that remains to be determined. The real influence here is that this is substantial, and it indicates to me or verifies that we are having problems with this quote-unquote recovery. And to further that idea, this is HNA plans to cut 100,000 jobs worldwide this year. HNA Group is a Chinese conglomerate, and it is a very big concern. And what I want to say about this article is that this is, again, further proof that this whole situation is a global situation, and the Chinese obviously are not exempt. Many that comment in the sector talk about China certainly has been doing the same thing as the United States and all others in the banking system, which means that they're printing money like crazy to try to circumvent the inevitable, which means a contraction in the economy. And yet the information that we see in the mainstream points that everything is showing there is further contraction. Coming back to the U.S., same thing, Best Buy to close 250 mobile phone stores. I think the mobile phone industry is pretty well saturated. I'm sure at some point in time, almost every human on the planet will have some type of device and probably a smartphone. However, it's certainly been saturated, and this is just further indicating that, again, the contraction continues. Moving on to the cashless society, this is from Bloomberg. People in Sweden now at risk of losing access to notes. People living in the world's most cashless society may soon find their access to notes and coins. To avoid this extreme scenario, Swedish cash handling provider Loomis wants authorities to force banks and retailers to continue accepting cash. The warning follows calls from the Swedish Central Bank, which is worried that the rapid disappearance of cash will ultimately lead to the disintegration of the infrastructure needed to use notes and coins and undermine its task to promote a safe and efficient payment system. I've been to Sweden several times, and certainly it is, for my world travels, one of the most cashless societies on the planet, and of course this article verifies that. There are problems, obviously, that are outlined in this article when that happens. One issue that I've been harping on for some time is the security issue regarding the internet in general. Even on the crypto space, I know they're very secure, quote-unquote very secure, but there have been issues, not with the blockchain itself, but with some of these wallets and holders and systems that basically do the middleman transactions. Anyway, here's the point from Tech Dirt. The article reads, Israel tech company says it can crack any Apple smartphone. What appears to be a major breakthrough for law enforcement and possible privacy problem for Apple customers, a major U.S. government contractor claims to have found a way to unlock pretty much every iPhone on the market. I think you can come back and read this whole article. Again, I have been parroting the concern that is about cybersecurity, and that is just parroting major CEOs of major companies that are in this space. Many of the major CEOs have expressed concerns, and yet they continue to put together the Internet of Things. And with the Internet of Things, the whole web will be greatly increased. We're talking about, of course, the 5G network, which is really built for the Internet of Things because the bandwidth needs to be expanded greatly so that your refrigerator can talk to your toaster, that can talk to your dryer, which can talk to your car, and on it goes. And this is not that secure at this time. Probably the main topic for this week, not financial news, but important information, is the war against alternative information. It looks like YouTube has negated many of the sites in the alternative media that produce what I consider to be very good fact reporting. Richie Allen's show, for an example, Jerome Corsi that writes, I guess, for the Alex Jones Network, and others have been taken down very, very rapidly, and their entire sites removed from the YouTube platform. So this is of grave concern. It's certainly against the First Amendment, and yet they have the right to do so from my studied view, because this is a private company. It's a YouTube. It's not a public domain situation. The public certainly can visit there, but your unofficial contract, you don't really sign anything with YouTube. You just start a channel, and it's on their platform, and since it's privately held, they have the right to basically discontinue anyone for any reason, spurious or not. So some channels come back up. I know Richie from Boston was taken down and was back up. He got an attorney involved and brought it back up, and I know he's got a huge following. And there are others. I think Jerome Corsi's was at 35,000 or so. So buyer beware. Just be aware that a lot of these alternative media situations may be taken down, so you'll need to seek them out. Most of them have websites, and those that don't probably will put them up rather rapidly. And a few further comments on the financial markets. The stock market looks to be defensive here. The QQQ is testing the 50-day moving average, and the S&P 500 has short-term support near 2640, but it's falling. Dollar, of course, is pretty much inverse to gold. The test of these levels, and especially today as I'm doing this, because I think the Dow is down another 300 or so as I'm doing this. The dollar rally, of course, ran into gold, but it's pulled back again. The dollar certainly dropped, as I say in this month's report, about 15% in a year. And we have done our normal report comes out this weekend. You'll probably get this update about the time that this report is posted on the website. We talked about Mag Silver. We've been doing a blockchain brief for some time now. All our select company updates, which we try to alphabetize now because we know some of our paid members don't own every position that we cover. And then, of course, the letters to the editor and the asset allocation tables. Nothing spectacular about this month's issue, just our normal hard work. I'll I'll be in Toronto at the PDAC. I'll be doing a update to the silver market and the silver cryptocurrency blockchain proposal, and of course, taking questions. So if you're there, please drop by. I'm pretty easy to find. Thank you. So until next week, I will bid farewell. I did see Peter briefly down there at the Money Show in Orlando, which was just a week and a half ago. Peter's talking about the party is over. Certainly would say that I agree the party is ending. And again, we talk about that more in depth in this month's issue of the Morgan Report. I will talk to you next week.
This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.